1027.
As we look at ways to improve our mental health, experts say we should never underestimate the power of being present and the benefits of genuinely connecting with others. Having spent the past 31 days looking at mental health here in South Africa, healthcare providers say simple changes like returning to the family dinner table can make all the difference. Hot 1027's Tara Penny has more.
Renelle Price Hughes is a child psychiatrist at Tara Hospital. She often asks children to draw a picture of their family. And sadly, those pictures show a disconnect in the home.
We always say to them, draw your family while they're doing something. So definitely in the pictures, it comes through quite significantly that people are just, in a way, doing their own thing. And often devices will be then, either the TV or the phone will be part of that picture.
She points out the door swings both ways here.
The parents will come in and have a lot of complaints about the child, social media or screen time, but then the child will come back and say, you know, like to the parent, but I think you also not fully present or aware.
Renelle says the pandemic offered a lesson about isolation, but many of us still haven't learned.
And the one thing I think we picked up in COVID time is how important social connections are to us. I think a lot of people felt very isolated and became really depressed. Because we are social beings, we get energy from being with each other.
And when parents take back the family reins, she can see the change in children.
They were very resistant, limits around screen time. Then families persisted and, you know, they implemented then something like board games, or they'll come back and they'll say how positive it was in terms of their family lives. So that's also the parents committing to a period without phones.
Justin and Jody Seif's son, Adam, took his own life 5 years ago. They're urging parents to return to the family table.
Make sure that your kids know that they can speak to you about anything.
Anything.
And that they can open up to you.
No judgment.
Yeah, no judgment. I mean, I know growing up, every night we used to sit around the dining room table and have dinner. There weren't phones. We used to talk to each other. It doesn't happen much anymore. I think people need to start going back to that. Put the phones down, talk to your kids, listen to them, hear about their day, hear what they're going through and their struggles, and put those phones down.
Anyone wanting help or mental health advice can contact SADAG's 24-hour call centre free of charge. Tara Penny, Hot 1027 News.
Hot 1027.